Well, please do now take a seat, and we've come to this special time. Fill in the slips at any time, they're in the baskets, and make their way down to here. But this is a special moment because we are going to give thanks for new life. And we're going to welcome Tiana and her family and friends as she is brought for this special service of Thanksgiving. So Taeon and Anthea are here to recognize that all children are a gift of God's. And they show us the wonders of God's creation, which we all enjoy. But with gifts come responsibilities. And Anthea and Taeon seek to take those responsibilities seriously. So this is a special service, an opportunity for parents together and the wider friends and family to express their love and support for little Tiana. Indeed, as a whole church gathered here today, we want to celebrate with them, just as Jesus himself welcomed children that were brought to him. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to make promises in the presence of God to offer support and friendship for Tiana, sharing our faith in Jesus Christ and the hope that she may one day discover for herself that same faith in Jesus. And finally, we'll pray a blessing on Tiana. But before we do that, I want to read a little interesting snippet that we find in the Bible. It goes like this. Some people brought their children to Jesus, but the disciples told the people, "Stop bothering Jesus." But when Jesus saw this, he said, no, let the little children come to me. Don't try and stop them. People who are like these little children belong to the kingdom of God. I want to ask us, how easy do we disregard children in our thinking? Their simplicity, their trust, even their resting in their parents' arms can all teach us something about how we can be with God. So if you go to the next slide, we'll have a nice baby picture to look at while we're doing this. I'm going to ask Taeon and Anthea and the godparents to come and join me at the front here. So this is your moment, Nico. Come on, man. Come and stand here, anywhere along this strange line. Just along here, along this line that we've got in the floor. Don't know why it's there, but there you go. Can we all fit in? I'll tell you what, I'm going to go down this end. Here we go. Lovely. Great. So you'll find that Anthony and Taeon, when they do things in big numbers. So there's lots of godparents this morning. Absolutely lovely to see you all this morning. And I'm going to ask some simple questions. First to the parents, then to the godparents. Answers are very easy. We do. Okay, when we get there. So, first to the parents, Taeon and Anthea. By bringing Tiana here today, do you thank God for the gift of your child? And do you accept the joys and duties of parenthood, promising to give love and care to Tiana?
We do.
Fantastic. Now, here's the hard part. What names have you given?
Tiana, Joseph, Patricia, Loretta, Bishop, Hudson.
Right. Now, you sure you don't want to put in a few more names in there? Okay. Right. I think I've got that. It's written down. I need an extra wide piece of paper. So, again, to the parents, Taeon and Anthea, do you promise to bring Tiana up, showing both love and encouragement, hoping that she will grow, flourish, and live a life fulfilling her God-given potential? Great. Now to the godparents. Do you promise to support Tiana, showing love, example, and giving encouragement? Thank you. I wonder if I can hold Tiana. This is the interesting bit. Whoop, if you hold that for a moment. See, do you want to come to me? There you go. Lovely. Whoa, yes. Right, okay. See if I can do this thing here. Right. this is the moment for all of us, if we'd all like to stand up, because we all take part in this. Okay. I'm going to ask all of you, and again, the answers we do. Do you promise to offer Tiana and her parents and family your love and care and to join in sharing with our Christian faith? Fantastic. So Tiana, Jador, Patricia, Loretta, Bishop Hudson, we welcome you in the name of the Lord. Shall we go and see these nice people? Let's see if we, shall we go and see? Here we go. There's Josh and Tom. Right, coming through here. There we go. There's nice people down here. Here we go. There we go. Ooh, that's nice. Have a look. There's Perry and David. Hello. There's John over here. Hello there. There we go. There we go. There's more there. Right, mind your head down here. There we go. See if we can go down here. There's more people down here. All these are your friends and family. Back row, there's Joe, Ruth, it's Julian. Whoop. Come through here. There we go. Brilliant. Oh, look. There's a new brother or sister on the way there. Going to come out soon. Great. Well, let's see if we can bless Tiana. Tiana, may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you, overflowing with grace. May the Lord watch over you and give you peace. Wonderful. Right, well, this is a bit where I can hand back to that. And I've got some things for you. Okay, good. Let's just stay there a moment. There we go. Ah. Marvellous, that's it. Wonderful. There's always paperwork for these things, certificate there, and there's a little children's Bible in there. Wonderful. If you'd like to sit down, then I'm going to invite Anna to come up and pray for you all.
Okay, I'm just going to say a quick prayer for Tiana and the family. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this very beautiful girl, Lord, and for the lovely family that she's growing up in. And I thank you that there are so many of them, and all of you so beautiful. And Lord God, I pray that you would give Anthea and T the strength that they need to get through the next few years, Lord. We know that parenting's a joy, but it's also incredibly hard work. And Lord God, I thank you for all the support that they have got. And Lord God, being as it's Father's Day, I pray as well for all of the dads around the world, Lord, and all the dads in this room who are doing such an amazing job of bringing up their kids, Lord. And for the people who find it difficult on Father's Day, whose dads maybe aren't around anymore, Lord, I pray that you would comfort them. Amen.
Morning, everybody. As we look around this morning, we can see we all look differently, we dress differently, and we act differently, and we can all do different things. The things that are sort of easy for somebody might be a complete impossibility for another. And some of these things that we can do can make us sometimes stand out from the crowd. So this morning, while your heart rate raises at this point, I'm going to see what sort of skills we have in the church with us this morning and whether or not you're able to show them off. So I'm going to kickstart this. This is my son, Ollie, and Ollie is known for a terrific memory. And he loves dates, he loves events, and he can recall all sorts of things. Now, Ollie, a few years ago, we had something happen to us, didn't we, that wasn't very nice, darling. We had a car accident on the A10. Now, for some reason, Ollie can recall this date, and it was quite a few years ago. So, Ollie, can you remember the date of that car accident?
Okay. I think out the top of my head, I'm going to go for April the 19th, 2006 or 2007.
Okay.
It's one of those.
Well, Well, do you know what? I've let a lot of that detail of that event go to the back of my mind. But for some reason, Ollie's retained it. And I don't actually know if he's right. I know where my three children were in school, so I guess that's about right. So thank you, Ollie. You are a blessing to me. We often sit at the breakfast and he'll say, okay, Mum, what time are you picking me up? And my heart rate increases then because I'm thinking, where are we meant to be going? What are we doing? And Ollie's strength in his skill helps me in my weakness of being able to put one bit of information there into a central calendar here. So thank you and bless you. And this may just sort of motivate a few people with some skills this morning, but I would like you to celebrate your gift of a good memory. Okay, it looks a small box in comparison, but we'll be fine. So thank you, Ollie, for that. Okay. So have we got anybody else that has got a skill? Oh, Chris, what have you got with you today? Well, would you believe it? Chris, how very fortunate to bring your Diablo with you this morning. But, you know, that's just amazing. You must have been on the same wavelength as me. So, Chris, floor's yours for 30 seconds or however long it takes. Oh, okay. Whoa, wow, that is impressive. Wow. Thank you very much. Now, Chris, have you been ever able to share that with anybody, sort of bring people in? Oh, let me get the mic, sorry.
Well, we went to a Christian meeting called Spring Harvest. And we had these groups where children were used to fundraise for helping people, like leprosy mission and that stuff.
Oh, okay.
And 2 years ago, I raised £89 by doing my Diablo outside, which went towards it, and also £89 the next year. And I've also helped people learn how to do it as well.
Excellent. Wow. And celebrate and thank God for your skill and sharing that. Thank you, Chris. So have we got anybody else that would like to do? We've done a bit of memory, a bit of... Josh. Hi, Josh. Hi. You know, Josh, I'm in awe of what you're able to do, and I love you being part of our Sunday school group and everything you bring. So, you know, the floor's yours. Oh, my goodness, I'll get out of the way, I think. Whoa! Well, Josh... You're amazing. I stand in awe and please celebrate what God has given you. So have we got anybody else offering? You can see how this goes. It must be quite an encouragement. Jacob and Darren. Hello, Jacob. Hi. It's absolutely fine. So what can you pair to, Darren?
I can do nothing.
But
Jacob's very talented.
Okay, Jacob. What can you do today?
I can name all of the Arsenal players.
Look at Mummy. Okay.
Petr Cech, David Ospina, Monreal, Bellerin, Gabriel, Per Mertesacker, Koscielny, Ozil, Elneny, Granit Xhaka, Ozil, Sanchez, Olivia Giroud, Danny Welbeck, Wilshere, and Theo Walcott.
Thank you, Jacob.
You know, I don't know if he's actually right. We'll go with it. But thank you. And I'm so pleased that Jacob's brought a football element into this, because a bit later on I'm going to be speaking about football. It's the Euros and we all love that, don't we? And so, yes, I'm going to draw on what Jacob's brought to us today. Bit sad it wasn't Chelsea, but, you know, we'll have to go with that as well. So please, I'd like us to stand together and sing. We've got our lovely young singers bringing a new dimension to our group this morning. And I thank you for that. Thank God for them. So the reading we heard earlier told us that we can only do the things that we can do because God gave them to us in the first place. God takes what we can do naturally and he enables us to do them even better. As we saw from our talent show, people can do different things, and I know there's more talent out there. But together, when you put them together, they become stronger. Ollie could possibly work with Jacob and they could recite probably Man of the Match or league titles or, you know, anything to do with football and Ollie's interest in rugby to combine them. Chris and Josh could put on a really good show, and again, that strong partnership of working together could be really effective. And then our lovely young singers who joined the band, and I just think that is so great that already they can identify a gift within themselves that they want to stand up and share with others. So it is the Euros, and I did say I'd come into football with this. And when we think about the football team that Jacob brought to us with, thinking about Arsenal, you get each of those individual men, and they come with terrific skills. I don't know if this is the technical term, but we call them keepy-uppies in our family. And they can do that. They can keep that ball going on their legs for hundreds of bounces. They take the ball down to their feet, and they can flick it over the shoulders, catch it in the shoulder blades. And these, we stand in awe because we think, gosh, I wish I could do that. But these men can, and they stand alone with those gifts individually. But then bring those men together with 10 others. I know there's 11 in the room, but 10 others. And they become so much more effective. They achieve so much. You know, we've watched them, they run down the wing, they pass into the midfield, and the striker is waiting either in the box to head it in, or he comes slamming down the central bit to put the ball into the back of the net. And wow, it's amazing. But that strength of that team together. And the camera flicks round to the coach on the sideline, and he's punching the air and he's skipping around and he's so pleased what he's done with his team so far. But I guess he's already thinking, he's got his eye on a new player, he's got his eye on a new skill and new ideas, and he's going to think about bringing them together and taking them forward to be even better. So we've got a coach. Our coach is God. And he doesn't sit on the sideline for us. He sits right in the centre of us, and he invites us to be in his team. And by his grace, which is so freely given, he wants to make the best use of us. As in the football team, we all need each other. The goalie is no less important when it's crucial than any of the other players. And everybody with our gifts here today, that we are all important. We contribute together. We can grow together. And we can achieve together. So today, as you sit there, I'd like to consider what your gift actually is. It's cool these days to say, can't do anything, you know, I'm no good at anything. But God doesn't want us to be like this, because he has gifted each and every one of us. And the reason he's done that is because he wants us to build on them and then to share them. Our family often say, use it or lose it. And I think God wants us to use our talents, not to hide them away so that they get lost, but to allow God to use us so that together we stand out from the crowd for all the right reasons.
Thank you, Cathy. So two things that Cathy has said there. First is that we all have abilities. We can all do stuff. And that's because God has given that to us in the first place. God enables us to do stuff. And the second thing is how, when knit together, football image of a team, or in the Bible it uses the image of a body. We all have different parts to our body, and our fingers can't say, well, we don't need the toes, we can lop them off. And our eyes can't say, well, we don't need the nose, we can do away with that, lop that off. We need all the different parts. And just as we all have different gifts and talents that God has given us, together we need those to work together, forming us into a body. Now, there's another thing that I want to add to those 2 points, is that God gives us talents, but also God enables us to do those talents so much better. He enhances what we've got and takes it to a whole new level. But I wonder, we've seen a little talent show and different people have come out and done wonderful things. Now's your time to think, you won't have to demonstrate it, but have a little think, what are the things that you are good at? And you might want to turn around and talk to your neighbour in your family group or the person behind you. Have a little brainstorm. What are the things that you are good at? If you know the other person, you might be able to encourage them and say, well, actually, you're sitting there thinking you're no good at anything, but I can tell you, you're really good at this. And encourage them. If you don't know them, then encourage them to find something that they can do good. So turn around, little discussion. Maybe in threes, fours, fives, or family group, what are you good at? Now you've worked that out, in the baskets you'll see there's these little coloured pizzazz things, little coloured shapes. Write on your shapes the things you've just agreed that you're good at, or someone has just told you that you're good at. Okay? Find in the baskets, there's pens in the baskets as well. Root around, look under your seats if you've lost them, maybe you're sitting on one. Write on these what you're good at. A few.
Oh, there you go, look at that. He's pouring them away. Thank you.
Okay, get writing. Might be just one word. It's probably not space for a whole essay. So one word, it might be cooking, or it might be a sport, might be speaking, might be helping, might be giving, might be leading. That's it, right, I'm on. Oh, everyone goes quiet as they write. It's interesting that. It's just like eating. You need more? There's a C. Oh, here we go. There's what? Yes. Anyone short? There's one there. Sorry, a bit running a bit short. Add two together. Right. Have you got your things written on? Okay. While you're still writing, listen up a moment. What we're going to do in a moment is we're going to bring those forwards and we're going to stick them onto here. And God enables to do these things and he enhances what we can do by his Spirit. Now, interestingly, the words in the Bible for spirit is the same word as breath. So when God breathes, he creates and breathes into us things that we can do and breathes into us his Spirit, which enhances what we're going to do. So we're going to come and stick these things on in the breath of God to represent that this is God breathing into us. And while we're doing that, I'm going to ask Paula if you can bring the offering bag forward, and we'll see that in a moment when I say go. Because, wait a moment, too fast there. Because in coming and sticking your little pizzazz thing on here, you're recognising it's from the breath of God, and also you're offering it back to God. And we make our offering, we make it in some people's finances, our time, and what we can do. And we offer that to God. So as the offering comes forward, if you want to bring your things forward, we got some Pritt sticks, come and stick them on. There you go, can you do that one? Ooh. Ooh. Sit. Yeah, good. Thank you. Do you want to grab a Pritt stick, you boys, and help me out? Right, what have we got here? Let's have a look. Ooh, we've got those here. Stick them on. Five, might need more. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Do you want to stick that on? Stick it on anywhere. Who needs a Pritt stick?
Right.
I'll stand back. Why is the offering bag? Why did Paul take the offering bag?
I don't know if you heard that, Carl. First of all, happy Father's Day. Sat there, weeping about my dad yet again. Looked around, thought, Nigel, Chris, I always forget his name, Thomas Hugh. Well, you know, best male support system you can think of. And actually, in the order, Lena. Okay. Well, yeah. Those two have known me longer, and he's around all the time. But yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, well, let's put the Pritt stick over there. Let's stick that on. That's Jack's there. Last few to go on now. Oh dear. A misfire. Anyone need a stick? There you go. Just stick it on the top. Stick it over the others, that'll be fine. That's it. Lovely, jubbly. There's a gap here. That's it. Get yours on there, Anthea. Yeah. Yep. Sit up there. That's it. And stick that one on there, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, Kerry. Oh. You got one?
That's
right,
the
thought. There's a gap there, wasn't
it?
Great. Last one to go on. Oh, one more. Helen will help you out. Well done, Alfie. Yeah, I'll take the pen. Thank you. Let's stand together, shall we? Let's stand together. We're going to give thanks, and then we're going to sing a couple of last songs. This is about us offering ourselves back to God. So Father God, let's have a moment of hush. Father God, we thank you that we are here because you have first given to us. And all the wonderful things that you give for us, you enabling us, you enhancing us, we now give back to you. And these offerings and gifts, Lord, it all belongs to you, and put it in your hands, and may it work for wonderful things around this world. Let's sing and celebrate.